One by one, Teddy, Kathleen, Jack, and Annie scrambled up the rope ladder and climbed into the magic treehouse. When they were all inside, Teddy heaved a sigh. "My friends, we desperately need your help," he said.
"What's wrong?" asked Annie.
"We made a terrible mistake," said Kathleen.
"No, it was me, just me," said Teddy. "I made the mistake."
"What did you do?" said Jack.
"I turned Penny into a stone statue," said Teddy.
"Penny?" said Annie. "A statue?"
"Oh, no," said Jack. He loved the little orphan penguin that he and Annie had found on one of their adventures. Penny had helped save Merlin's life.
"It was an accident," said Kathleen.
"It was stupidity," said Teddy.
"We were in Morgan's library, and I was looking at spells in her books. Morgan forbids us to try any spells on our own, but I disobeyed when I found a simple one that turns things into stone. I thought I'd just give it a quick try. I turned an apple, a goblet of water, and a writing quill all to stone."
"Teddy was pointing at a walking stick by the doorway, reciting the words of the spell," said Kathleen.
"And just as he finished, Penny wandered in, and the spell hit her. And now she's a stone statue," Teddy said miserably.
"That's terrible," said Annie.
"Well, can't you just ask Merlin or Morgan to use their magic to bring Penny back to life?" asked Jack.
"No, no, they must never learn anything about this. If they do, I..."
Teddy shook his head and looked away.
"Merlin and Morgan are both in Avalon for the Festival of May," said Kathleen.
"If they discover what Teddy has done, we fear Merlin will banish him from the kingdom."
"Really?"
said Annie.
"Yes, Merlin will be enraged," said Kathleen.
"Penny is the very heart of our kingdom. We all love her very much."
"Me too," said Jack.
He thought about the penguin's fuzzy head, the funny way she peeped, the way she loved and trusted everyone.
"The good news is that we have found a rhyme that tells us how to reverse the stone spell," said Kathleen.
She took a note from her cloak. "The bad news is that it is written in an ancient language," said Teddy. "We have only translated 8 lines so far."
Kathleen read from the note. "Ye say that ye wish your spell be reversed. 4 things ye must find. Here is the first. In the shape of a rose is an emerald stone that uncovers the heart of one who's alone."
"An emerald stone shaped like a rose?" said Jack.
He took the note from Kathleen and looked at it.
"That's what you have to find first?"
"Yes, only we must spend our time trying to translate the rest of the spell before Merlin and Morgan return," said Kathleen.
"So we need you and Annie to look for the emerald rose."
"Got it," said Jack.
"Where do we look?" asked Annie.
"We have done some research," said Teddy, "and we think you should go back almost 400 years and visit one of the great moguls of India."
"Great moguls?" said Annie.
"They are the emperors who ruled India's Mughal empire," said Teddy. "One of them had the largest collection of precious gems in all the world.
And his stonecutters cut many of his jewels into the shape of leaves and flowers," said Kathleen.
"Perfect," said Annie.
"Our research says he often gave gifts of his precious gems to visiting ambassadors," said Teddy. "You will have to pretend to be ambassadors."
"And I am afraid, Annie, that you will have to pretend to be a boy again," said Kathleen. "In Mughal India, girls were not allowed to show their faces in public."
"No problem. I'm getting used to it," Annie said.
"Wait, even if Annie's a boy, they're probably not going to believe that we're ambassadors," said Jack. Teddy and Kathleen gave each other blank looks.
"I do not know why not," said Teddy, "though I admit we do not really know very much about ambassadors."
"They're people who visit other countries to represent their own country," said Jack.
"Splendid," said Teddy. "So that's what you'll do. You'll represent Frog Creek 400 years ago."
"Except ambassadors are usually grown-ups," said Jack.
"Oh, well, I suppose you must just do the best you can, said Kathleen.
Perhaps this will help you, said Teddy. If you have knowledge, you will seem older.
He reached into his cloak and pulled out a book. The Mughal Empire of India.
And we thought perhaps some magic might help too, said Kathleen.
If you find yourselves in danger.
She reached into her cloak again and pulled out a tiny blue bottle.
A potion to make you very small.
Wow, great, said Annie.
Very small, said Jack. He remembered how their friend Augusta had been made tiny by the fairies of Ireland. He remembered that he'd been afraid it might happen to them, too. All kinds of ordinary things could seem huge and scary, he thought.
How long would we stay small? He asked.
It depends on how many sips you take, said Kathleen, giving the bottle to Jack.
One sip will make you small for 10 minutes, 2 for 20, 3 for 30, and so on.
Thanks, he said.
He put the bottle and the rhyme into his backpack.
Go now, said Teddy. Find the emerald rose while we try to translate the rest of the spell.
We'll do our best, said Annie.
Thank you, said Kathleen. When you need strength, just think of Penny.
We will, said Jack. He took a deep breath and pointed at the cover of their research book.
I wish we could go there.
Annie waved at Teddy and Kathleen.
See you later, she said.
The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still.
Absolutely still.